Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Good Sunday morning to you, my friend. Welcome home. I'm Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, custom home builder, custom home designer, here to help you like I am every weekend, Saturdays from 6 to 8, Sundays from 9 to 11, to be an advocate for you as you wrestle with construction issues on your home, to be a design mentor for you. Because design matters most, and, you know, to be your friend as you take on the, what I believe is the noble work of turning your ordinary house into an extraordinary home. All right, the team is all here. We have assembled. Tina, my best buddy in all the universe, is sitting right across the table from me. Good morning.
Good morning.
There she is. We have fun planned today. We'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
And Amy King is with us.
Good morning, Dean.
How you doing, Amy?
Fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Dad's Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What's going on with the dads in your life?
Well, my dad actually passed away a few years ago. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay. So mom gets to play double duty, so I'll be calling her a little bit later.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that works out.
Yeah. He was a great
there
one.
There you go. Was he?
Oh, yeah. He was the best.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, today is Father's Day. Last week, we did our Father's Day gift guide. So hopefully there's some dads who are going to be breaking open some very special gifts that were curated by yours truly here on the program. So hopefully that's going to happen. What am I doing today, you ask? after the show, we're actually headed down to Newport, which is where I was born. I was born there. I was born in Hogue Memorial Hospital in Newport Beach, and then ended up living in Northern Glendale, Montrose, La Crescenta area for the early part of my childhood. That's kind of what I really consider my hometown when it comes to that. But anyway, we're headed down to Newport. We're going to hang out there, and then I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Tina, we have a hotel room right across the street from Disneyland. And starting tomorrow morning, we're up, we're spending the night tonight. And then tomorrow morning, boom, right in with the Boop. Yes.
I was going to ask, is the Boop part of
it? Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to know the Boop is
the Boop.
Because Olivia, because of the pandemic, the last time she was at Disney, and we go to Disneyland with her a lot, but the last time she was there, she was three something.
Oh, yeah.
So how old is she now?
Still in diapers.
So now she's almost five, which
ooh,
is like light years away. I mean, light years away.
She's so tall.
And she has, in the interim, exceeded 42 inches in height, which
means,
with the exception of, I think, I don't know, maybe Indiana Jones and the Incredicoaster in California Adventure, she can ride anything she wants to ride, including Cars Land, which she has become a complete Cars freak in the last year.
Oh, she's going to love it.
She's going to walk down. In fact, I was showing her pictures yesterday or Thursday morning. I was showing her pictures of we were kind of on Google Earth and we dropped in like Street View. And we looked down that street in California Adventure, and I said, hey, Livy, do you recognize this? Now, she's been down this street like 30 times in the past, but I said, do you recognize this street? And her eyes got huge, and she realized, oh, my God, it's Radiator Springs. So I already know that. I mean, she now knows all the buildings on that street. It's just going to be It's going to be a
hoot. Be very special this
It's going to be a hoot. Anyway, all right, enough about what we're doing because that's a lot of fun. I am here today with no agenda whatsoever except to answer your questions. It's been an all calls weekend. I should have given the number out like 8 minutes ago, but I'm going to give it to you now. The number to reach me, 833-2-ASK-DEAN. 833, the number 2, ask Dean. The lines are open. Misty is standing by. Now is your chance. Every few weeks, we just clear the slate so that I can spend more time talking to you directly and taking your calls. Today is that day. So if you've got a question, a concern, an issue, if you just want to say Happy Father's Day to your dad, or you've tried to make it through the phone lines before but haven't, today is your day. That's all I can tell you. All right, and we're going to dive in as soon as we come back. I'm so glad you joined me this morning. So much more to come. You're listening to Home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI, Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. You're listening to Home, where every week we help you better understand that place where you live. And like the song says, it's time to call me. Here is my number. Call me. 833. I'm sorry. You weren't supposed to laugh when I did that because it wasn't that funny. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. 833, the number 2, ask Dean. It's an all calls weekend. And for the rest of the show today, doing nothing but taking calls. So let's get to it. Greg, welcome home.
Dean, how you doing today?
I am well, sir. How can I help you?
We just purchased a beautiful 107-year-old home in the hills. And I was going to put, I was looking to put the hardwood floors, the original hardwood floors, take the carpet off and see if I can refinish them. And there's no way we can. Too many nail holes, too many gouges and so forth. So then I thought I was going to put SPC vinyl in the whole home. But then somebody talked me into doing hardwood. What do you think on the pros and the cons of each one? And what would you do for a modern look?
For a modern look? Okay, so here's the thing. On a 107-year-old house, my first choice would always be preserving the hardwood subfloor that's there, because 107 years ago, there was no such thing as plywood. The hardwood, the oak, very likely the red oak floor, strip flooring that's there, was in fact the plywood supporting the house. So, but I understand there are times when it's just beyond the ability to rehab it. I always prefer hardwood because I just like the real thing. So I hope that makes sense. That's not a denigration against luxury vinyl plank or porcelain plank tiles, which I use and recommend for my clients all the time. But all things being equal, porcelain plank wood tile and a luxury vinyl plank, what's it attempting to do? It is attempting to emulate hardwood floor. So if we can have the hardwood floor, then have the hardwood floor. And different people have different feelings about that. Whether how modern it looks has to do with how you're going to set it into the house and the kind of furnishings and finishes that you're going to do on top of that. I personally would guess, and I haven't seen your house, obviously, so this is not a magic trick. This is just a design, a tendency. If you're in a century-old house, then when you talk about modernizing your house, from a design perspective, I see it as kind of straddling a fence, that essentially you can put a modern look, modern furnishings, all sorts of very contemporary things inside a century-old house, but don't try and wipe the century-old house away. Let it stand as a contrast to the furnishings and the settings, and keep the century-old house century-old looking, so that it really shows off the both. It becomes a gallery, a century-old gallery building, to house, you know, more modern art, as it were. If you can, if it works for with your lifestyle, a lot of people think, well, I can't have hardwood because I got the kids and the dogs, and you know, I get that. But at the same time, we've got hardwood in our home, and we've got 3 to 5 dogs running on it on any given day of the week, plus a grandchild and tons of entertaining traffic, and we're not worried about the hardwood not holding up. So it really has to do with the finishes, the amount of satin glaze that you're putting on your hardwood, and how perfect and pristine versus rustic you want it to be. All of those things have to be taken into account. But as a general rule, yeah, luxury vinyl plank and porcelain planks are trying to emulate the hardwood. So if you can have the hardwood, have the hardwood. Greg, thanks for your question. Do I have time to squeeze another one in? Let's try. Robert, welcome home.
Dean, good morning. How's it going this morning?
Good, good, good.
All right. I wanted to ask about a privacy with regard to a cedar picket fence. It's a 6-foot fence with a picture frame that's shared between my neighbor and I. And I'm looking at either adding more pickets because we have gaps in between just due to the shrinkage. And we're trying to figure out the best solution. Is it adding more cedar pickets in between each of the gaps, like kind of overlaying another whole row of cedar pickets, or just getting shrubs? You know, but, you know, I don't want to add more of like a jungle feel to the backyard, too.
I got you. So you're trying to make up for the privacy that the fence isn't providing right now because the fence is a little too lacy?
We just had a fence installed probably 6 months ago. And there's 2 clear coats of clear coat on there that we did right away. But, you know, as time, you know, occurred, you know, there's now shrinkage and has been. So there's a lot of gaps in between, you know, and so we want to try to cover all those gaps up.
I got you. Let me ask you, what's on the other side of the fence?
It's a shared fence between our neighbors. So, you know, I've completely demoed my, you know, the whole backyard, and I have an open palette, but I removed a bunch of like green giant arborvitae trees that were there before.
Okay,
and I just don't want to go back to that.
No, I get that, Robert. What I'm asking is literally what is on the other side of the fence. In other words, it's a shared fence between you and your neighbors. The pickets are on your side. What's on their side?
Same. It's basically just a one. I'm able to look at their backyard. They're able to look at my backyard. And there's back patios. She has a back patio.
Okay, but are there pickets on their side of the fence?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a. It's kind of like I guess the good neighbor where you know, one side has the pickets and the other side has like stud or the
All right, so we've got a fence shared by both neighbors that has pickets on one side, and now those pickets have shrunk some, like they do, and now we can see through it. We don't want to jungle up the garden. Here is my answer. Ooh, you know what? I'm just going to let everybody think on that for a half second, and I will give it when we return. You are home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Your call's up next. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You are home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, and you have found us right in the middle of an all calls weekend. Every few weeks, we clear the decks from any topic that we've got to bring to you, just so I can spend some more time on the phone with you answering your questions. The number to reach me at 833-2-ASK-DEAN, 833-2-ASK-DEAN. All right, when last we left you, I had Robert on the line. Is Robert still there? Hey, buddy,
hey,
you still
sir.
With me?
Indeed.
All right.
Yeah.
So Robert put up a new fence, privacy, 6-foot rear yard privacy fence in between him and his neighbor just a few months ago. And it was a privacy fence, so no peekaboo through the fence. But what has happened in the last few months, the slats have shrunk some. Now we got gaps. And when we got gaps, we don't have privacy anymore. And so it's an unfortunate situation. But so, Robert, you don't want to jungle up the inside of the fence with plants in order to create the privacy, because that's what the fence was about. And Robert is contemplating adding wood to his side of the fence to fill in the gaps and all of that kind of thing. But the critical question that I asked before we went to break and that I invited you to guess the answer to, what's Dean going to say about this? The critical question was, what's on the other side of this fence? Not plant material or the neighbor or the yard, but literally what is on or attached to the other side of the fence. The answer is nada. There is siding on one side of the fence, and so the clear answer, Robert, you're already going to be spending extra money, whether it's in plant material or strips or whatever. The clear and easiest answer is don't try to repair the gaps in your fence. They probably don't look bad at all. They probably just aren't functioning the way you wanted them to because they're letting light and views through. Make a deal with your neighbor. Say, hey, neighbor, guess what? And cut a deal and let's get let's take the money that you're going to spend one way or the other and let's put it into slats for his side of the fence. At which point, by the way, you will execute in what we call an offset from your slats, meaning you're not going to line up his slats and your slats directly square across the fence from each other. Wherever your gaps are, you're going to center his slat boards so that even a gap will just lead to the dark inner core of the fence, and there will be no views across from one side to the other. You haven't added plant material. You haven't jungled up your yard. And you've been a really good neighbor because you gave your neighbor a fence that is worth looking at from his side as well. So there you go. That's my answer. Good luck with that, Robert. There are a number of shrubs and hedges that I could recommend to you, but you made it really clear, I think, that you'd rather not. And so in that case, the fence has got to work. Just don't try and fix your side because it doesn't really need fixing. It just needs reinforcement from the other side. I'm handing out pearls here, babe. All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom, welcome home.
Help me, Deanie Juan. You're my only hope.
Oh, no. No pressure at all.
I know that you always say that we should have a story with our home. And my story is I'm sleeping in the same bedroom I slept in when I was 5 years old, and it's still got the same cowboy wallpaper my brother was allowed to pick out in about 1956 when he was five.
That is sweet. So, that is sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this house is the newest this house is 1890 because we don't have any records.
Okay.
And
all right.
You know, it's a historical landmark up here in Ventura County. And it's got, 1-inch thick redwood, and that's it. Those are the walls.
Right.
So I need resources. I need help. I need the cavalry or somebody.
Okay. Well, I can't. I would love to take an entire show and talk about all the things that we've got to do to your 130-year-old home. But, I've only got a couple of minutes, so narrow it down to one choice for me.
Everything. Is that the one choice?
The one choice.
Well,
All right. Okay, here's the thing, Tom. I will give you this. This I can tell you without hearing another thing. The key approach to renovating and updating a century home, any house that's, 100 years old or more, and this is true across the board, but especially with century homes. Don't worry about aesthetics. Right off the bat, the key is we want to make sure the systems that is your house, okay? A house is architecture, and architecture is story and shelter and story. So for a 100-year-old house, what is our first concern? Well, the story of a house doesn't matter if it's fallen down and if it's not protecting us from the elements properly. So it is the structure. It is the shelter element. So your first round of attack, first phase for this house is plumbing update, sewer update, making sure the walls are sufficiently load-bearing and also sufficiently lateral energy-bearing, shear walls for earthquake prep. The foundation being attached to the house and vice versa. The roof, the rafters, termite damage, these things. And, I could go on and on. So, but the point, Tom, is first the shelter, get the bones rehabbed and looking good and strong. And then we will take room by room, destination by destination, detail by detail, the rest of the house and let it go from there. That I can tell you, sight unseen. If it's up here in Ventura County, you should shoot me an email and send me some pics. I might be able to give you some more
details.
Some of that
lumber underneath it, it looks like it just came out of the sawmill in 1890.
I have no doubt.
When you nominal. Toilet, you can see the ground.
Yeah. Nominal, clear, no-knot redwood lumber in unbelievable spans. All right, Tom, thank you for your call. Happy Father's Day to you, whatever's going on with y'all today. Shoot me an email, send me some pics, and for the rest of us, you are home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. We've got more calls coming up next.
Hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tina and I were just saying that Love Shack is our favorite B-52 song yesterday. Even better than Rock Lobster. I know. I think it's just it's quintessential B-52s. It's campy as hell, and it's awesome. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, here with you live like I am every weekend, Saturdays from 6 to 8, Sundays from 9 to 11. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day weekend, and it is also all calls weekend for us here on the program. Every few weeks, we clear the decks to just take calls so I can talk more with you. So let me throw out the number one more time, 833-2-ASK-DEAN, 833-2-ASK-DEAN, and let's go to the phones. John, welcome home.
Hello, Dean. How are you doing today?
I am well. Thank you.
I have a question regarding a sewer line, the house main sewer line where it connects to the city. I don't know the terms, but the main pipe in the street.
The lateral.
Okay. I had my main line snaked with a camera, and it showed that the connection, the house pipe is starting to drop where it connects to the lateral.
Uh-huh.
And... right now everything's working fine, but the plumber said that if you needed to repair that, it would be on my dime. And I was just curious to see who's responsible for that repair.
Yeah, I think he's right. It sounds like he's right in this situation. So a homeowner is responsible for, I'll put it this way. This is what's going on in the street. There's the main sewer line buried deep beneath the street. And then coming off that sewer line to each property, including yours, is this one very relatively steeply sloped pipe, usually 4 inches in diameter. And that is the lateral. The lateral is, and the pipe in the street is the city's responsibility. Connecting to it, That's your responsibility. So unless the problem with the connection is that somehow the lateral itself has decayed or is degrading or is breaking apart or anything like that, that's city side. Your side is everything from the house all the way up to that connection point. And so if it's your pipe that's starting to sag a little bit or droop or drop or threaten the connection, that's all on you. So it doesn't matter whether it's anywhere near the property line. All that matters is when it comes to sewer municipalities is the city has got the big pipe in the street and the lateral, and you've got everything after that. Unfortunately, that's going to be on your dime. But if you can indicate, I mean, if it turns out that there's something wrong with the lateral, cities are pretty responsive to that kind of stuff. So they're not going to fight you on it. They're just going to want to know that it indeed is something that is going to have to happen. John, thanks for the call, my friend. Let's talk to Richard. Richard, welcome home.
Mr. Dean, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hello, great. I wanted to talk to you about my driveway at my home.
Okay.
It's got these, I believe they're called control joints. They're the grooves in the concrete to...
Yep.
So it'll crack. Well, of course, they get filled with all kind of organic material, leaves, lawn clippings, and now weeds are starting to grow out of there. And I want to know if there's a way to fill those grooves with caulking, some kind of weatherproof caulking, so those joints will still do their job, but they won't get filled with trash. Because the only way to clean them is with a high-pressure water and... I get the stink eye from my neighbors when I do that because it's pretty much wasting water.
Yeah, I get it. I got you. So a couple of things. Number one, yes, we're talking about crack control joints. Those are scores, basically. They're score marks that have been put on the surface of a driveway, any driveway, hopefully every driveway, because as the concrete in the ground starts to settle, tension builds up inside that slab, and it wants to go somewhere, okay? So the reason we put these score marks in is so that cracks don't show up where there aren't score marks. And so as the driveway settles, that break of surface tension that that one little groove creates, it doesn't go all the way through the slab, by the way. That's not a deep, it's not that deep, but they can be substantially deep. And it sounds like in Richard's case that there has already been settlement cracking, because if we've got a weed growing up through a crack control joint, that means it has cracked right there at the bottom of that joint, and that crack has run all the way down to the soil below, hence the weed, unless the weed is just growing in all the gunk that has collected in the crack. So here's the thing. The crack control joints are there. My point is, you know, we can argue all day long about how attractive it is to fill up your crack control joints. But the simple truth is filling them up is not going to damage the performance of the driveway as far as its settlement. And filling them up would, in fact, keep debris from collecting them and stop weeds. So my recommendation, although I've never actually overseen this project before, we've never actually followed through with this, but my recommendation would be that you use, after cleaning them thoroughly and letting them dry, that you use a pool coping grade exterior elastomeric caulking. So in other words, you know, around the edge of a pool, right before it makes contact with the decking around it, there is caulking there. There's a bead of, you know, of soft, gooey stuff. But that soft, gooey stuff is incredibly durable. And so I would use either like a DecoSeal caulking or a Vulcum caulking, both of them great. Match the color of the driveway as much as possible and just very carefully seal them up to the limit that you feel that you're satisfied with. Personally, I would still leave it down a little bit so that we're not staring at that caulk from the street, but that's the designer in me. All right, Richard, thank you for your question. I'm so glad you all have joined me this morning. So much more to come. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer on KFI.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.